The art of Japanese woodblock printing is rare, but a new studio is bringing the ancient tradition to Lansing. Last week, I went to Linda J. Beeman's studio to learn more about the traditional art of Mokuhanga.
All of these on this wall are a series I did on the Shiawassee River.
The artwork lining the walls of Old Town's newest gallery is a fusion of East and West. Michigan nature displayed in traditional Japanese style.
I do Mokuhanga, which is Japanese woodblock printing.
That's Linda Beeman, artist and owner of Linda J. Beeman Studio. The Mokuhanga art that Beeman prints is unique, as only about 100 people outside of Japan work in the traditional style. Beeman was hooked on Mokuhanga after participating in a workshop.
There's something about each process for me, whether it's the carving or the brushing on the wood or the pressing of the baren into the paper. For me alone, doing it, it's very peaceful, and it is something that just touches my soul.
Making a Mokuhanga-style print is labor-intensive. The woodblock paintings are traditionally made in an assembly line fashion, but Beeman does every step on her own.
Okay, I start with just a basic watercolor painting of what I want to communicate.
The painting she shows me is blocks of greens and yellows and grays, which make up a mountain range and a valley below.
I break it down into each color, so I start layering the colors on the drawing to figure out how many wood blocks I need. And then I start carving.
Finished carving, Beeman pulls out a little square brush. It looks like something you would shine your shoes with.
I put pigment onto the block, just watercolor in a tube, or I have dry pigment that I got in Japan. And then you brush it in, and it's kind of hard to explain, but there's a certain dampness that it gets to that you know it's enough and it's time to print that sheet. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Beeman lays a piece of paper down onto the color-saturated wood. She grips a small circular disc called a brennen and uses it to press the sheet into the block, transferring the color into the paper's fibers.
And then so it's transferred on. The yellow is now on the paper.
And that's how it's done.
For each piece, Beeman carves about 6 to 8 blocks, which will take her about a week. Then she'll spend another week printing. So to get from initial sketch to final print, it can take Beeman anywhere from 3 weeks to a month. But Beeman's time working has been worth it. Mokuhanga has taken her halfway around the world. Last year, she was one of 6 artists to reside at Mount Fuji, selected by the Agency of Cultural Affairs of the Government of Japan.
It was such a huge honor. And to be able to work with 5 other Mokuhanga artists from different countries and learn about their cultures and eat meals that they cooked. And it was a very international residency. It was a really special time.
Beeman is trying to create a similar experience for others through an artist exchange program called Art from the Lakes.
Specifically, it's with Shiga, Japan, which is Michigan's sister state. And we're sister states because the largest freshwater lake in Japan is Lake Biwa, and Shiga surrounds it.
This year, Shiga artists will come to Michigan for an exhibition. And in 2014, Michigan artists will have a chance to share their art in Shiga. Beyond her work on the artist exchange, Beeman is trying to share Japanese culture with the Lansing area. In March, she's holding a Japanese tea and sweets tasting to benefit the Art from the Lakes project. She also plans to teach Mokuhanga classes in the spring.
It'll be very small classes. Probably only 5 or 6 people will be able to do it at a time. But I hope someone will fall in love with it like I have and continue on.